As the summer rolled along, Whit helped Mitch and Brad plan their first overnight adventure on the Appalachian Trail. She had purchased them each a set of waterproof trail maps for their packs, which would allow them to study the southbound trek they would begin in a few weeks. Eli scowled as she watched the weather forecast for Thursday when the boys were scheduled to head south. "It looks like some rain will be moving in tomorrow." She paced the living room floor. "That will be an excellent experience for them. Mitch and Brad have rain gear, and we will have the potential of trekking through lousy weather when we hike for 2 weeks." Whit smiled at her lover. "They will be just fine. Besides, I put a GPS tracker on both of their phones. The boys are going just 3 miles. Eli still frowned. "I know, but I will worry the entire time they're gone." Whit smiled and ran her fingers down Eli's face. "I'd be worried about you if you weren't." Carol giggled from across the room. "You two are so adorable." Eli whipped her head around to look at Carol. "What?" "You, my dear, are worse than an expectant father. Relax with the knowledge that you and Whit have trained them well to handle any situation." "We could give them an hour's head start, then I could follow them," Eli suggested. "No," both Whit and Carol responded. Whit shook her head. "If you did that, the boys would lose the confidence you've instilled in them. Let them live." Eli snickered. "I guess I am a tad overprotective." "More than just a tad," Carol replied. "They need to show you how well they can do on their own. Their hero can't always guide them, so trust them to do the right things. If they don't make a good decision, they'll choose another avenue until it is the right one." Eli grumbled. "I know." Carol smiled. "Your dad didn't keep your training wheels on your bicycle until you were 10. He was always there to dust you off and kiss your boo-boos, but he allowed you to fail and learn." Eli flopped down on the couch beside Whit with a heavy sigh. "I know y'all are right, but it's so hard to let him grow." "Everything will be fine," Whit told her. She covered Eli's hand with her own. Eli could feel the crystal necklace pulsing against her skin. Mitch and Brad came in from feeding the animals. Mitch must have noticed the worried expression on Eli's face. "Is there something wrong in Eli? You look like you've lost your best friend, but I see them both sitting with you," he teased. "No, I'm fine. It just hit me that you two are going out on the trail tomorrow alone." "Everything is going to be fine. If it rains, we get wet. We'll both probably need a good shower anyhow," Mitch said. Eli smiled at his comment. "Probably so. I'll worry until I see you two come back safely." Brad looked at Whit. "Should we get her a Valium or something?" Eli tossed a sofa pillow at him. "No, silly. It just means I love your two goofy asses." "We know that. Trust me. Whit has drilled us on every possible thing we need to know to hike 3 miles down and 3 miles back." Mitch looked at Brad. "At least 3 times over," Brad added. "We'll be gone after breakfast tomorrow and back before supper on Friday." "I guess we need to plan a big meal for Friday, then." Carol's comment lightened their spirits. "How about bacon cheeseburgers and tater tots? Lots of them, too." Brad grinned. "That's easy enough. I'll make some ice cream, too." Eli finally smiled. "We can make a huge breakfast in the morning and send you boys off with some biscuits to snack on tomorrow," Whit added. "Are your packs all set?" Eli asked. "Yes, ma'am. We want Whit to double-check us tonight, though," Mitch replied. "That's a good plan. Carol and I are going to start on dinner. Why don't y'all check the packs now?" "Yes, ma'am." Mitch offered a hand to Whit to get her off the couch. "What are we cooking?" Carol asked. "I thought we could grill chicken on the flat top to go with leftover veggies, and I want to try Hasselback potatoes. I saw a recipe for them on the internet, and they look awesome." "Okay, just tell me what you need me to do." "Wash 8 of those bacon potatoes for me and dry them for starters." Eli grinned at her friend. "I'm so glad you've decided to stay up here longer. It's been fun having you here." Carol moved next to Eli at the sink. "Do you think Whit would consider renting her cabin to me?" Eli stopped washing the chicken. "Are you thinking of moving here?" Carol nodded. "I've been giving it some thought. I'm fully vested in my retirement and thought I might check into openings at the local schools." "That's fantastic news. What about you and Julia?" Eli grinned. "Maybe we could move in together if we can find someplace suitable. Julia only has a tiny apartment. I don't think it would work, and we both love it out here." Eli shrugged. "Why don't you ask her about it after the boys leave tomorrow? She hasn't talked about the cabin much. It's been in her family for a long time."